This is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and with Ben Vowsler, and we're kicking off with a look at some of this week's breaking science news stories. Ben, what have you got?
DEET is one of the most common chemicals in insect repellents, but since its invention, scientists have been unable to settle a decision about exactly how it works. Now, work published in Nature suggests that DEET not only confuses scientists, but it also confuses insects too by scrambling the code that they use to identify odours. DEET, or N,N-diethylmetatoluamide, was developed by the US Army after the Second World War. It's extremely effective at preventing mosquitoes and other biting insects from actually getting to you and biting you, but research has never shown conclusively how it works. We think it's either by blocking the olfactory system from recognising smells at all, or it's by triggering an avoidance behaviour response, so it smells really bad. Insects like mosquitoes and the intensely studied fruit fly Drosophila melanogaster detect odours in the air through their antennae. Each of the many receptors present in their antennae triggers activity in local nerves. The activity can either be the excitement or the inhibition of a nerve response, and it's the particular pattern of activity that actually tells the insect what this smell is. Leslie Vossel and colleagues at the Howard Hughes Medical Institute looked at the activity in certain fruit fly nerves, and they observed what happens in response to DEET on its own, and also to DEET in a combination with a range of other odour molecules. And they found that the effect with DEET was not straightforward at all. It actually depends on the odour, it depends on the receptor, and even on the concentration of DEET. In some combinations, DEET would suppress a normally inhibitory response, so that increases neural activity, but in other combinations it would reduce an excitatory response, which reduces neural activity. DEET alone, though, actually did very, very little, and the response that DEET on its own got was far less than any of the combinations combined.
So what's going on?
Well, what they've concluded is that DEET acts as what they've called a molecular confusant. So it scrambles the normal odour code by changing the way that the olfactory receptors react to a given chemical. The insects are still perfectly capable of detecting that the odours are there. They still react physically to the molecules in the same way, but they can't work out what they are anymore because that nervous signal has been scrambled. Understanding a bit more about how DEET works could lead to the development of brand new repellents, and that could ultimately help to reduce transmission of insect-borne diseases such as malaria and dengue fever.
Isn't that amazing that we just didn't understand how this, effectively the most successful insect repellent ever made, has been working all this time?
I think it was probably developed essentially by trial and error, and it's just taken us this long to really get to grips with what's happening.
But once you know how it works, you're forearmed is forewarned in terms of making a better one in future. Thank you, Ben.